About 100 new U.S. citizens attended a naturalization ceremony at the Salt Lake District Courthouse on Wednesday. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, many are uncertain of what a Trump presidency will mean for them.
That I will support and defend the Constitution
and laws of the United States.
A group of 33 citizens from countries all over the world placed their hands over their hearts as they recited the Oath of Allegiance.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
It was one of three ceremonies held Wednesday to welcome new U.S. citizens to the country and the state of Utah. For some, like Retta Mulhem from Syria, the event came as a huge sense of relief after the election of Donald Trump, who has pledged to enact stricter laws on immigration, including a ban on Muslims.
I'm disappointed, definitely. It was shocking. I feel like it was, no one was expecting it.
He says he feels like he dodged a bullet gaining citizenship before his presidency, but still feels proud to call America home. Fanfan Charles from Haiti says he wishes he could have voted in the election, but doesn't feel nervous about a Trump presidency.
I know whoever becomes the president, you know, I'm going to support them, and, you know, because I can do what I know is right to do as a U.S. citizen and just do my duty and, you know, to make America better.
Valeria Suarez from Brazil was also surprised by the outcome, but says everything happens for a reason.
Nothing changes still. I still have dreams. I still have things that I want to fight for, and whatever I can do for and make this country better, I will do it for.
All three of them, now newly minted citizens, said they couldn't wait to cast their first vote in the next presidential election, a mere 1,455 days away. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.